We're doing Chovat Talmidim. We're off to page 8 in the PDF edition. V'nei. Le'olam tzachim ha'inu le'amtinim avodah zo shel itrakshut v'itlavut etzel ha'nar ad asher yigdal. The way it's always been is that we've waited with this part of education, of getting the child to be excited and trying to get him riled up when it came to the observance of mitzvot. We waited till he was older. Ki kasheshi itlev ha'nar itlavut amitit shel ha'chasidut. Because it's difficult to get him to the true hislavus, as the Hasidim call it, to the true excitement of Hasidut. That's a difficult thing for a child to attain. Ubichlal bekol makom shekatva Torah chukim u'mishpatim. In general, wherever the Torah writes, it's a statute, it's a law. Makdemt et hachukim la'mishpatim. The Torah always says first the statute, then a law. Kamishpatim im betam, because the laws are logical. Lo tam shel sechel bilvad, rakam tam shel yediya. Not only intellectual reasoning, but also things that are attainable with our own knowledge. He's making a distinction here between sechel and yediyah, which I don't know what he means by it. He's saying one is intellectual and one is knowledge. I'm not sure what he means to say. Would we say it because the child doesn't have intellect? Why does he want to kiss his father with his lips? He doesn't have the intellect, but he does have the knowledge. Adrabah, zoti ikara yediyah, and that is the essence of knowledge. So he's saying there's two different things. There's knowing, and there's the intellectual aspect of knowing. Libo mishtokek menashek taviv, his heart desires to kiss his father. Vezoti ptucha mikol ha-sichliut shebaolam. And that's something that's more clear to him than any intellectual thing in the world. Ha'isha Yisraeli v'kol mitzvah, ben besechel ben beloch sechel, and the Jew, in any mitzvah, be it in a mitzvah that's intellectual or not intellectual, im libo mishtokek, mitlahev, mitkashir, umamin be'emuna, betucha v'chazaka, mishpat hi etzlo, vada'it u'bura hi etzlo. Says, if his heart really desires, gets excited, connects, believes, a complete belief, a steadfast, strong belief, then it is just by him, it is clear to him, it is certain by him. V'adavar she'ino mitragesh ba me'uma lo besechel ve'lo belev, but something that he does not get excited over, intellectually or in his heart, chukahi, to him that is a statute. U'mitchila tzarich ha'ish ha'yisraeli l'arbot mitzvot l'ishtakeh b'torah v'avodah v'l'itmaser b'da'ato machshavto v'kol nafsho l'ashem. And initially in a Jew's service, he has to do many mitzvot, delve into the Torah in the service of Hashem, and give himself over his knowledge, his thought, his soul to Hashem. Ve'az kechol Hashem mishtakeh yoter ba'avodah u'kdusha. And then the more he delves into the service and the holiness, margish b'shorot ha'tovot, ech nafsho yotzet mitkerev l'kdusha v'or ha'elyon. Then in the good hours he feels how his soul goes out and gets closer to the holiness and the light above. Nishmato mitabeket minishmat shakai. His soul bonds, fuses with the soul of the one who created the world. Vehu af gufo betucho, and he, even his body, his material aspects, mitlahev, gets excited, umitiare, and has awe, sameach, is happy, mishtokek, is longing, umitmogeg, and is in utter pleasure in the performance of mitzvot. Mitchila chukim la'asot af belota amuvelo hargasha. Initially, he has to know, this is the way I have to do it, even if I don't taste a good taste in it, even if I have no feeling for it. V'achar kach, and then he could evolve into mishpatim betam uveitlavut, the things that make sense, the things that he understands the reasoning, it has a good taste, he gets excited over it. V'anar alav lasokot bechukim, and really when a child is younger, first he has to learn just what am I supposed to do in life, the statutes. Lishtaka ben belo hargasha v'itlavut, really he has to delve into that, even though he has no feeling, he doesn't get excited over it. Aval ma na'aseh im doreinu, but what can we do with our generation? Sh'atzmuto, their independence, v'argashotav, and their feelings, mitkadmot litgadel ulihitlaked, their feelings and their maturity, it's not real maturity, but it is quick to mature, to grow, and to form. V'ayayim lo nachishanu le'achoz b'itlavuto, and if we are not swift to grab him and get him excited, le'sha'avda ve'la'afila ve'itfa'alut shel kedusha, to get it to be a part of the wonderment of holiness, to take awe and to be inspired with things that are holy, things that we would ordinarily leave for a later stage of education. First, he has to know what to do without understanding, and only then get him excited. But in our generation, that they're maturing young, if we don't get him excited, then he'll get excited over foolishness, and the beauty that is really the things that are the lower things of the world, the more disgraceful things of the world, yet they seem beautiful. להתפלעות מדרכיהם ולחמוד את תעלוליהם המכוערים לנער בן דורנו שהרגשותיו התפעלותיו כבר נתבגרו ונתבלטו. And he's going to be impressed by other things. He'll want to go in the disgraceful ways of the world. That's the youth of our generation. Their excitement and they're drawn to things at a younger age. It is difficult, therefore, in our age, to tell a kid this is what you have to do without feeling. And even things that are intellectual, if it's only dry intellect, it's not going to work. We have to delve into his soul to arouse him, to get him excited. To let him at least feel a little bit of the light. If we have a little bit of the upper light, he will desire to move forward in his Torah, in his service of Hashem. He will bond. And we unfortunately don't have time. We'll finish this paragraph, Bezrat Hashem, next time.